Welcome, folks, to the to the Town of Orchard Park's regularly scheduled Town Planning Board for April of 2025. Before we begin our business, there are two items we need to cover. First is a safety item, and that is, should the fire alarm sound, if you exit via any doorway with an illuminated sign above it, marked exit, you will see another doorway with, again, an illuminated exit sign. And if you go through that doorway, that will lead you outside the building to safety. Secondly, should any person appearing before the planning board have a family, financial, or business relationship with any member of the board, it is incumbent upon that person to make the relationship known under state law and the town code of ethics. So we have a couple of agenda items tonight, and one is a public hearing. And before that, we have a basically a ministerial environmental statement that we have to make. So we're going to perhaps move ahead with that, and then we'll go through the guidelines and rules for a public hearing, and then we'll open the hearing, which will be explained in detail after we do this first step. So
Mr. Chairman, on that point, I'd like to move that regarding Planning Board File 38-21, Woodhaven 12 lot subdivision, I move that the Planning Board declare themselves lead agency for this project, seeker action.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion on the question? There being none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. There are only ayes heard. Motion is carried. The Planning Board is lead agency. Now, the process for a public hearing is as follows. The project sponsor will have a period not to exceed 10 minutes to present the project and any new developments so that folks who are here with questions or concerns will be brought completely up to date on the status of the project. The Planning Board will have what time it requires to ask questions of the developer, and then the public involvement will begin, and the public involvement will be in two parts. It is protocol for a public hearing to ask for people who wish to speak for and people who wish to speak against. There is no separate category for questions. So if someone has a question that isn't answered by the developer or in the discussion with the board, they would need to bring that question up, either speaking in favor or speaking in opposition. Now, each person who wishes to speak will be allotted 4 minutes to make their point. And just so we know who spoke and if there's a need to reach out and contact folks, we ask you to come up and both tell the recorded and written record who you are and where you're from. So we'll begin, and we will ask the sponsor for the proposed 12 lot single family subdivision to please identify yourself, and if you could put that easel board in the kind of way where
sure.
Folks in the audience can see it as well. That kind of thing happens a lot.
Haven Drive North connecting to Diller Drive. We're proposing 12 single-family lots, ranging anywhere from 22,674 square feet to approximately 45,000 square feet. There will also be a designated lot for stormwater management that will be dedicated to the town of Orchard Park. Little background on the project, we originally submitted for review back in October of 2021. Since then, we've gone through a thorough review through the town engineering department and various municipal and outside agencies. We have received approval from Erie County Water Authority in September of 2023. We have received approval from Erie County District of Sewer Management in August of 2022. And we recently received an Army Corps engineer wetland impact permit in October of 2024. We are proposing to impact 0.24 acres of wetlands on the west side of the property in the rear of lots 11 and 12, as well as a portion of the stormwater management parcel. Where we stand with the town currently is we're here tonight seeking preliminary approval and secret negative declaration. We have some very minor outstanding engineering comments to address, and we're also working through some map cover easement issues with the engineering department and the town attorney. With that, I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Sort of summarizing some of the board discussions, I guess there were two issues. First, rendition of proposal had a what could be a cut through to North Buffalo that is no longer in the planning.
I think that's a different project site.
That is not in this plan.
That is not in this plan.
That is not in this plan.
Right. Okay.
No.
There
this
also
is a separate project from that.
That's a project. Okay.
Yes.
There were some issues. Board member Kaser got numerous reminders from someone he worked with about a dirt pile. Is there a dirt pile there?
Currently on the site?
Yes.
Yes, there is currently a dirt pile on the site.
And what would happen to that dirt pile?
So that would be removed. So basically what would happen is we're connecting the two roads. So we have to meet existing grade at the top of Woodhaven and the bottom of Diller. So basically the road would follow, you know, a gentle slope between the two endpoints. You know, and the houses would be staggered as such down the road.
Question, would the dirt pile be used as fill to keep that connecting room at a steady incline rather than your hand might sort of up and down?
No, yeah, it'll be a continuous slope down a hill.
So
it'll be
is that the purpose of the dirt pile, something to create that continuous slope?
No, I
checked it into a position where it's used to even out the roadway.
It will be slightly. I'm not exactly sure the origins of the huge dirt pile. But yes, a portion of that will be used for the shaping of the road and obviously the building of the lots and houses.
David.
You mentioned wetlands, and there's regularly a question raised by residents of this sort of project about concerns of drainage. And as I understand it, the project will be designed in such a way that, and for me, I'll try to keep it simple. Right now, water falls from the sky, it hits the ground, and it goes where it wants to go. When this project is built, water is going to hit the ground, it's going to go in a controlled direction. We have a detention pond, and the water is going to be detained and directed off-site in a controlled manner. So the expectation, and our engineering has assured me of that, and I want to make sure folks know that, that water flow should be improved at the very least. For the people who are the immediate neighbors of this project.
That's correct, yeah. So there'll be drainage infrastructure installed along the limits of the roadway itself, and there will also be rear yard drainage installed in the back of the lots on the east and west side. All that water is contained and conveyed to the stormwater management pond in the northwest corner of the property. And that is conveyed through the piped storm drainage system down Moreland 2 miles trip.
Question. You know, we have seen certainly on the nightly news, you know, across
many parts of the country, and actually somewhat that far from here. Some rather heavy storms and serious issues with flooding and stuff. What kind of capacity does your system have?
So it's designed to meet the New York State DEC regulation, which is 100 year storm event. It's also designed to meet the stringent stormwater requirements of the town engineering department. They set certain regulations on, you know, the storage capacity and emergency spillway of, you know, the pond itself. So it's actually, the pond is actually over designed based on meeting the town and DEC regulations.
Thank you.
The only question I have is, being somewhat familiar with Woodhaven as a road, what type of impact do you think this development is going to have? Is that road suited enough to handle 12 new homes being built there?
I believe it is. It's a residential neighborhood. It's an R2 zoning district. I don't think that 12 more lots in a developed neighborhood won't have that much of an impact right now.
That may be something that we want to just check with that portion of Woodhaven. I know parts of it, which to me, at least from what I remember, were a little bit older. Maybe have to ask to do some substantial work done on that.
If I can just piggyback on that, we're going to certainly be bringing in construction vehicles that may have some effect on that road. The access point for the construction vehicles will be coming from where?
That's probably yet to be determined. It could come from either Woodhaven or Morland. My guess would be it probably come from Morland more, just because that's the whole point of the site. There's already a public access through those two lots there. I can't say for sure, but we can certainly get you an answer on that.
In a way, you were having a conversation with our highway superintendent regarding the status of the roads and making sure that they don't get damaged.
Sure. Yeah, no, we can go with that.
What we've done before, town road street, is we've had our highway superintendent assess the condition of the road, and we would look before we went through a final approval process, if this continues to move along, that the basically the builder or construction conglomerate mitigate any kind of issues relating to the roadway or to the adjacent, drainage system to that. But that would be something that you should be aware of.
Okay, certainly want to have a conversation.
And that being said, any damage to the road would be repaired by you?
Yes, yeah, any damage caused by construction vehicle or anything like that, yes.
Question on size of the housing that's being placed there. Do you know roughly square footage wise?
We got like 6 developers waiting to bid on it.
I would say anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 square foot homes.
Probably common and customary to the area?
Yeah.
I have one last question, and that is, the ever requirement that a street tree be planted in each residential lot. And we want to be assured that that will happen.
Yeah, no, we can do that. I don't think that's on the plan currently, but we can have those 2 points. Absolutely. Yeah.
So at this point, if there are no other questions from board members, we'll move to open the public input portion. And I will ask, is there anyone here who would like to speak for the project? For a second call, is there anyone who would like to speak for the project? For a third and final call, is there anyone here who would like to speak against?
Four.
Thank you.
You
want to
go home?
Now, is there anyone who would like to speak against?
come up, tell us again.
I'm Rebecca Overton, I live on Woodhaven, and I'm concerned about the fact that, I mean, like, we spent like a couple of years with them to now get dirt and filling it in, it was all lowlands there, and it's all like, it was filled in. The trucks went down and down, and he mentioned that, and it was hard to hear what everyone was saying, but that there's wetlands on the west end of that area, it's all national wetlands back there. And I'm really concerned about people who are building a house there, that, how stable is that? I mean, you're gonna build a house, and, you know, it's on wetlands, aren't we, to protect our wetlands? So I'm concerned about that. And, I've lived on Woodhaven since the 60s, and, like, a lot of our houses are 1,000 square feet, they're not 2,000 or 3,000 square feet, but Woodhaven is a, there are a few bigger houses, but it's a small, quiet residential street, and I'm concerned about it, you know, putting bigger houses at the end. I'm not sure it really fits in with the neighborhood. So I'm really concerned about the traffic. We're going to open up Woodhaven and go through over the Biop Strip. You know, those of us who've lived there for 55, 60 years, we bought there because we wanted to live on a quiet, dead end street. And just the trucks bringing in all their fill really beat our road up. It's, you know, it's already kind of beat up. So I'm concerned about the wetlands. I'm concerned about the traffic. I don't know that it's in the best interest of Orchard Park to have the road go through. I have a feeling it's probably been in the works for a long time, but I'm just not sure that it really fits with the character of the neighborhood that we already have there. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? And again, tell the recording and the sign-in sheet we are, so what were your problems?
My name is Kathy Barbera. I used to live on Dillon Drive. My mother still lives in that house. Being where Woodhaven is and the way the land goes, Woodhaven is a pipe. It goes down and continues through Diller, and it goes all the way down to Milestrip. We have had a lot of problems with flooding between my house, or my mom's house, and the next door neighbors. We have, since they cleared out the woods, gotten a lot more water coming through. We have a stream that comes between the two houses that then goes into the street, and then as it goes along, it does start going down towards my house. I'm also concerned about the how the drainage would be, even though they said they have things that are going to make it go out, but we've put drainage into our basement more than once, and we're still getting flooding in the basement. Also with the streets, are they going to make a street come up from Moreland all the way through to Woodhaven? I was not clear on that. There is way back when they called it paper road, so I'm assuming that that's what they're going to use now, the road to make up the street going from Woodhaven all the way down to, or from Webster down to Milestrip. I think that would cause a lot more problems with traffic coming through. I know there's a lot of traffic that comes down Milestrip Road to get to the Bill Stadium for the games, and I don't know how this is with having an extra road that you can cut through to get different ways, because people are always going to try and find the least amount of traffic to get to the Bill Stadium. So that's another thing that I'm concerned about. I don't think that, again, as we sure how many years ago it was, they did put through Ferndale, they came up and they got a large neighborhood now back, which was all, I believe, still farmland, which is, and they got the cul-de-sac down there that comes up from Ferndale, off of Mile Strip. So we've already got more traffic in the Diller, Moreland, Ferndale area for that housing project. So this is definitely going to be a big problem for some of the people who have lived there for quite a while.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak against?
I'm Louise Sweet. I live on Edgar Circle off of Moreland, in their 55 years. Why do they have to open up Moreland? When they added the subdivision on Ferndale, they put in 15 houses, and it's cul-de-sac. Why cannot they just come in through Woodhaven and go up to Woodhaven? Why do you have to open up Moreland? The traffic is going to be, people are probably looking for shortcuts. The travel's going to be terrible. Most of us have been there as long as I have, not longer. And just wondering why you have to get a second entrance and exit to that subdivision.
Your concern,
could answer my question. Everything?
Yeah. Go ahead.
New state local standards is the fact that if you're doing this type of development for safety reasons, because of ambulance services, fire services, and police services, that you don't get the situation where something happens and an area gets blocked in. So they ask us to, when we look at projects, that we try to make sure we can get in and out either from one side or another side. That's why it's.
The concept of connectivity has become, you know, a priority, and, you know, there have been issues in the past where there's only one entrance and or exit to a street or a set of streets, and there's been an accident, and then the ambulance has to be called for someone, you know, it's further down one access street, and it can't get there, and then that hasn't been addressed for a long time, but I believe we're pretty much required under this connectivity concept to be sure that, you know, there is this option for a second access or egress route. And Mr. Cager was saying, it's a safety issue.
It's a small number of houses in the country office and all that. So I'm just disappointed that.
Is there someone? Yes, sir.
Excuse me. My name is Aaron Ryan. I live at 15 Miller Drive. And the gentleman spoke about a slight slope. I'm no great expert, but that looks like it's 20 feet higher from Miller Drive to Woodhaven. How is that a slight slope? That all that water is just going to run down in our backyard. It's already inching closer and closer. When they brought in all that dirt, that, where did they get that dirt from? You don't know, was that dirt tested? Does anybody do any environmental testing on that dirt that they brought in? Was that clean fill that you guys brought in, or was that dirty fill?
That was a department that you.
Okay. That's my concern. Also, my concern about a pond. There's a lot of children in that neighborhood. Does anybody care that you're adding a chance of drowning in the neighborhood for children? I just think that nobody like looks at that kind of stuff. And I just would hope that somebody in the town would think about that. Or you can just as large as I think.
Thank you. Is there anyone additional who would like to speak against? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Sandy Lottie, and I live on Edgar Circle. My biggest concern, I guess, is
the roadway connecting Miles Strip to Webster. People are going to be cutting through there to avoid the lights at Webster and North Buffalo. It just, the other development, I think you had mentioned earlier, is behind our house. I think it's off the market now, that connected to North Buffalo. If something comes in there, you got traffic coming from North Buffalo down Diller, and then you're going to have traffic coming from across Woodhaven down to Miles Strip. It's a residential area, not a traffic throughway. So that's my concern, is just traffic in a residential area. Everybody wants to avoid lights, so they cut through wherever they can. It's concerning. We moved into the neighborhood in 2009. There were wooded lands behind us. There's wooded lands behind all the houses on Diller. All gone. It's what we were looking for. Nice, quiet place, little wooded area, and you just keep building homes, and it ruins the quaintness of the area. And I also have a question, too, about do you not make cul-de-sacs anywhere anymore? It seems like everyone's trying to get away from that. I understand the police and the ambulance and all that concern, but...
And I think we can address as well.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
I will remind you that this is not a dialogue, and I should probably answer questions raised in a follow-up.
That would be fine. Thank you.
But my concern is traffic. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
Hi, Kevin Komaczynski. I live on Ferndale Drive. The project backs up to my backyard. My concern is with construction, noise, and dust. Is there anything that can be done to prevent construction dust from blowing in yards and on houses? I don't know if that's a major concern or not, but that was something that I thought about that could be potentially an issue. My other question would be if it's possible to use the recreation fee to potentially build sidewalks on Miles Strip and to connect to the village to make it more walkable. Also, what's the other street that Woodhaven goes through, Webster? Possible to look at sidewalks to make it more walkable. That'd be great.
Thank you. Is there anyone additional who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone speak in opposition? For a final call, anyone who would wish to speak in opposition? Okay, with that being the case, is there a motion to either close or adjourn the public hearing?
Close the public hearing.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to close the public hearing. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, there being only ayes heard, let's ask the petitioner to come up and personally. We're going to review a couple of things with you, but we're going to suggest that you might want to meet with folks who have some concerns after this hearing and, try to have some kind of dialogue with them to see what's important to them, what you can deal with. Firstly, there's an issue of cul-de-sacs. And currently, with some of the fairly heavy snowfalls, especially recently, our highway department is finding difficulty in finding places to put the snow. You know, when you have a 4-foot snowfall or two within a certain period of time, there just is no place to put it, and they may have to bring in heavy equipment. So that, I hope, would answer the question there. And I believe, you know, if you are not yet aware, we do have some fairly strict requirements for working hours and kinds of noise, no tailgate banging on trucks to get the last little bit of dirt out and stuff like that. And those would really apply. Let me ask board members if there were any other questions.
Well, just one question in regard to the idea of using the recreational fee for sidewalks. Part of the problem is the recreation fee that's assessed would cover even 2% of what it would cost to do the sidewalks. What the town has chosen to do is that an area does want sidewalks, they can form what they call as a sidewalk district. And what they do is the town will arrange to have them put in, but the people who are adjacent to it will be charged for the the work related to putting in the sidewalks. And of course, those homeowners are also responsible to keep it clean during the winter months and all that. But that would be the only option on that side.
What is the sidewalk fee? How much is it,
That I couldn't tell you. You'd have to check with probably the engineering department or whatever. But I know other areas have considered it, or once they've looked into it. It has to be a unanimous election. And most of the time, most people will, you'll have 10% that want to do it, and the rest say, I don't want to pay for sidewalks. We've always had it this way. Why do we have to do it now? But I understand your concern.
What about a pathway? There's the end of Ferndale is called Sack. Could there potentially be a pathway built to get to the soccer complex? I don't know if that's for this meeting or not, but
I think that might be a step down the road.
I'm sorry.
I think that might be a step down the road in looking at this project. I think that would be something we would want to see looking here.
Okay, thank you.
No other questions.
I just have a procedural question. Would the Trails Task Force provide guidance regarding that plan? I don't understand the mechanism in response to the question.
We don't even know who owns the land between there. So,
there's some sort of right of way the town has that goes through there. Next to the residence that you can.
Totally off topic.
Probably.
Point for me.
But it connects to the neighborhood, so I just wanted to bring up in this discussion.
Yeah, there are options, the town has the option in terms, as you pointed out, of land versus fees for what would be called recreational services. And we would certainly hope that folks from Trails and perhaps with input from engineering, look at this kind of thing. But it would depend who owns that property.
Thank you.
Just a quick comment, relative to the adjacent properties and square footage and character tastefulness. It looks like, between 1,400 square feet and 2,700 square feet are the properties that would be closest to this proposed development. So if we're talking 2,000 to 3,000 square foot homes on a half lot, or a half acre lot, or 1 acre lot, I don't know if that's totally out of context with what's, in the close proximity.
Let me ask our consultants here, engineering, or any input before we would move ahead with a motion? Pardon? And with some of the concerns that have been raised, you would be able to work with the petitioner in terms of grading and ensuring. for the drainage?
Yeah, so we could set up trucks, and then we'll be able to do a lot of those conditions that, connectivity things, but that's very common, and good way for cluster development. All drainage issues, we, and we even have this design as a dry pond, so we have to have contact of water and all kinds of stuff around it. She will be very stormy, that's what we think.
Thank you for hearing that.
So, it's one decision to be easily addressed once we get further down the road.
Tom Meyer, in terms of code and building inspector's office.
Reviewing the lots are all compliant lots. We found nothing wrong with the lots, regardless of our, but not at this point.
If there are other questions or concerns, does anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion, in regard to, file 38-21 Woodhaven 12 lot subdivision. I believe that the planning board declared themselves lead agency on the project.
You did that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright. Second one, Mike, okay. Okay, planning board 38-2021 Woodhaven 12 lot subdivision. Make a motion, to grant preliminary plot plan approval to this proposed 12 lot subdivision, 9 plus minus acres, vacant land zone R2, based on the submitted preliminary plot plan and survey received on January 15, 2025, with the following conditions. All public notices have been filed. Number two, this is an unlisted seeker action based on the submitted short EAF part one, and the negative declaration is hereby made on April 10, 2025.
Mr. Kaser, that was a mistake on my part. It was a long EAF.
Okay, then I will correct that. Long EAF part one, and the negative declaration is hereby made on 2025. Number three, pre-application findings were made on 10/14/2021. Number four, public hearing and subdivision development fees shall be paid prior to final plot plan approval. Number five, recreation fees in accordance with section 144-70E of the town code shall be paid. Number six, one street tree per the conservation board street tree plan shall be provided in each lot per section 120-3F. The town code. Number seven, town engineering appointment and plot plan approval was granted on 4/8/25.
I second that motion.
Is there any discussion on the problem? There being none, those in favor of granting preliminary plan approval, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, saying nay. Hearing only ayes. The preliminary approval, the initial step, if you have not taken down all the concerns that folks have raised, I believe we'll be able to send a summary to you. But as you would have to appear before the board again, you would like to see each of those concerns addressed. And I think water, basically drainage is a town-wide problem. Old Orchard Park has many wet places, and I think that may need some special attention. I'm sure our engineering people will work with you. But essentially, we have concerns from local residents, and we want to see that they're addressed as well as they possibly can.
Yeah, I noted all the comments down tonight. I'll put together a comprehensive response letter. I'll submit that to the planning office. And we have a few minor comments to address in any department. And hopefully we'll be back in a month to the department. Okay. Great. Thank you.
For those of you that were here for this public hearing, this is now your time to skedaddle, unless you want to sit through the rest of the planning board meeting. With in theory will take a shorter amount of time than this public hearing just said. And respectfully, we would ask if you're having conversations or questions with the developer, that you would do that out in the hallway rather than in this room, just so the meeting can continue peacefully.
We have several items as part of the regular business for our meeting. And our first regular business item is Planning Board File 3721, 69 40 Miles Strip Road, a proposal for a Bell Creek subdivision, which would, it has proposed, look to be a 23 lot single family project on the north side of Miles Strip, west of Baker. At this point, all the planning board would have to do is look to this ministerial action of accepting lead agency status. So with that,
I'll make a motion now, Mr. Chairman, with regard to Planning Board File 3721, 69, 40 Mile Strip Road, Bell Creek, 23 lot subdivision. I move that the Planning Board declare themselves lead agency for this project. Project CEQA action.
I'll second.
Motion second. Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. All the ayes are heard. Motion carried. Our second is the Birdsong Part 2, which is a proposed 51 lot subdivision located on the terminus of Rockville Lane, currently zoned R1. And again, the action here is ministerial. It is again more accepting the agency status, and I'll look to the
yes, regarding Planning Board File 1924 Birdsong on the 251 lot subdivision, I move that the Planning Board declare themselves lead agency for this project. Seeker action.
Second.
Okay, motion second. Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by saying nay. Aye is carried. We have accepted lead agency status. Planning Board File 4124, Windward Drive, Zoned I-1, located on the east side of Windward Drive, south of the lake. And the applicant is seeking Planning Board approval to construct additional 83 parking spaces. And I would ask if there's someone here representing that project, we can kind of handle it. Anyone in the audience will tell
you. You guys want to see it?
We can all see it.
Okay.
That works. Good evening. My name is Doug Hayes. I'm from Reno Wood Design and Site Civil Engineer. This project is for an additional parking lot for the currently under construction medical building on Windward Road. There were two parcels that were purchased by the developer on Lake, and a portion of those properties were rezoned I-1 to allow for the parking lot and access to the parking lot would be from the site off of Windward. We're adding additional 83 spaces. We had engineering approval in February of this year, and we had conservation board approval in January of this year. I'm happy to answer any questions that the board may have.
I think there were issues that were raised with respect to the auto headlights, and there was a fence, like a stockade fence that was going to be erected.
So we have a berm on the back of the property, the block, the lights pan, there is a fence as well as landscaping to block the lights that could go through. And I believe there's a fence, yeah, there's a fence on the west side as well, the block.
What was the height of each respective?
Excuse me?
What was the height of each respective?
Height of the fence?
And what?
I believe the berm, it's higher enough, higher than the headlights. Maybe 4 or 5 feet. Yes. And I believe the fence is at the maximum the town allows, which I believe is 6.
I think in terms of landscaping, what's proposed there?
So just. So there's trees proposed on both sides, the east and west side of the parking lot to add. Landscape look to it, and also to help block the view from neighboring properties. And there's landscaping interior, parking. We meet all the minimums. In fact, we're over quite a bit, most of them, the requirements for the landscaping within the parking lot.
And there's no access from Lake Avenue.
Correct. All access will be off of when we're through the parking drive aisle.
I believe one of the things. That area has undergone some fairly significant development, which, while obviously the development was properly zoned and a whole number of things, there's a great deal of sensitivity to natural landscape and preserving it.
Emphasize a couple of things that are already been said. No driving to access out to Lake Avenue. The parking lot in Lake Avenue is about 800 plus feet. There should be plenty of visual barrier, but the additional landscaping that you guys are proposing seems to be very adequate. Seems to be more than adequate. So we want to see that type of attention to the neighbors' concerns as possible. So we thank you for that.
As an additional point for this, is what type of medical building is this going to be? Do you know offhand?
I don't know. I know that there's five or six different practices, and they're all specialists.
Yeah, the reality is that they're going to be keeping doctor's hours. So you're not going to see a lot of late night activity there unless there's some type of lab in there or something like that.
Sleep, brother.
But I mean, as far as during the winter months, you might. Might have some headlights because you're getting earlier, but otherwise, I think this is the type of thing you want to see in that area.
Yeah, very medical. It's very similar to Ross Eye Care across the cul-de-sac. Very similar.
I have a
And the fence is, can you characterize the fence with current different return stockade fence?
I think the board on board, which I guess you could call stockade, you won't be able to see through it if that's what you're concerned about.
And the burn plate, is there a way that can be specified at some point? You're not sure.
It's graded, the actual are graded on the plan with elevations shown.
So the elevations are on the plan?
Correct. I just didn't bring that plan with me tonight, but it is on the grade.
Good.
And you know, I did not see those, the graded plan. I only reviewed some, the room, it was a little bit, but I don't have that.
And the plan would be adequate to.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus the distance, the trees, the vegetation, that's a, that's a permit. It's a standard time.
Just a question for you. We did run into a situation not far from there where, you know, the developer had to put some trees in and somehow thinking about trees, everyone thought about trees and the developer put in trees. And I'm wondering with your plan about what size.
So typically when you install trees, they're at what's called a minimum caliper, the 2-inch caliper for deciduous, and then they do grow. You don't plant full-size trees when you're developing. So, so when people do see a professional landscape site, they're like, what is this? How is this landscape? But in 10 years, that's what you plan landscaping for, 10 years from now. You do not plan landscaping for the day it opens.
Of course, if you plan them close enough.
Correct.
And then we kill each other off.
Right.
Well, we do expect them to maintain them. So
oh, absolutely.
In 3 years, they're not dead.
Oh, they sure. Well, that's all part of your power code anyway. So that'll.
Code, how are we doing?
So it is a medical building under construction right now. All highly professional medical, the medical ritual is part that we'll have to leave. And I think parking, where I think it was debatable if it was required because it seems to be time to go without it, this will make things a lot less congested. So yeah, we're good with it. They have plenty of handicap corner on the building, so they don't have to add any more to this parking lot. They're already over what they're required by the street law.
Great. Councilor Bailey.
Good. Just to give you a chance to speak on this.
Thank you very much. I'm in favor of parking.
Okay.
Free
brevity. On that point, Mr. Chairman, I am prepared to make a motion regarding the planning board file 41-24. I move to recommend that the town board approve the presented site plan and authorize a building permit to allow construction of 83 parking spaces based on the site plan submitted on February 25, 2025. Number one, all public notices have been filed. Number two, this is an unlisted seeker action based on a short EAF submitted on 6/25/24, and a negative declaration was made on 10/10/2024. Three, there is no proposed lighting, and should lighting be added in the future, the applicant is directed to return to the planning board for review. I want to be clear, directed, not recommended.
Oh, wait.
Proposed lighting shown.
So that should probably say the proposed lighting is, or that the applicant has submitted a lighting plan, right?
I accept the friendly amendment. Number four, no outside storage or display is permitted. Number five, any future dumpsters shall be screened in accordance with section 144-25 of the town code. Six, town engineering approval is granted on April 3rd, 2025, and seven, removal of vegetation shall be limited to the proposed parking expansion area, excepting what may be required by the pre-existing easement and for safety purposes, and this stipulation runs with the land.
I second the motion.
There's a motion and second. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. They're on the eyes of the budget for the project. And again, you know, the board and the committee is very
item.
You are Mr.
Jack Eber, Home Dog LLC.
Okay, and, been here before, I believe.
Yes, we have.
How long have you been about?
So, we've had, sheds on display at, my lot, which is near the stadium across from, Kyle O'Neill's. This is our eighth year, and we're hoping to continue the site until we decide to develop it or, do something larger with the shed company. They have expressed interest in putting something up permanently, and at a later date, I'd like to come back and see you about that. That's pretty much it. I have pictures of the sheds, if anybody wanted to see, brochures, you can pass them around here.
Generally consistent with the added prior years?
Hopefully, they're gonna step up their game a little bit, they're the new owner of this company. So, I try to articulate to them that, you know, Orchard Park and East Aurora, and these areas are looking for something more than just a shed. When I go into these yards in my own company, I see, you know, beautiful pool houses and she sheds and things of that nature. So, I'm trying to get them to move in that direction, because there's a market out there. Unlike in some other areas, this is an Amish company, and they think everything is, you know, kind of to blend right into the woods where, as you know, in all the neighborhoods, the houses have different colors of vinyl siding and, you know, different clapboards and things of that nature. So I wanted to see more windows and some countertops and porches and stuff, and I think we better hopefully take my lead on that.
Are you the owner of the property?
I am, yes.
And what is the exact or frontage and depth of the property?
It's 120 feet wide. I did provide a...
I see it here.
Yeah.
197 by...
It's kind of, it's not an exact rectangle, kind of offset. There's three different parcels. So they stagger, they're basically about, I believe, 60 feet wide, each parcel. So it's about 180.
And if I could just, for the audience, just a little background on this. Jack has had this shed lot for several summers, eight or nine, I think it's at eight. And the reason he comes back is every couple of years we have to renew the application permit. And you normally wouldn't have to be back this year, but for the rezoning that occurred in that area, so we kind of have to force them to come in to go through the process a year early, because the outcome of the zoning in that area is unclear completely.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we mentioned earlier there's some ministerial things that we do. This is a project, and yet it's more ministerial in nature, at least in this program.
As our auxiliary building inspector for shed. In your view of the project that has been there over the past 8 years?
Jack, it's been a great job. We had some discussions early on about certain things, but he's run a great project. So I don't think there's been any complaints to the plant, to the town's office or safety concerns. Quite frankly, this project appears to be similar to what it's done in the past. I want to make a motion right now. Have any other questions?
Go for it.
I have a question. Are any of these sheds pre-wired for eventual connection to the homeowners' electricity service?
Not at this point, other than the office. There's an office that remains.
Not the ones that are for sale. Are you not the shed that is for sale? This is not sold.
Some may be.
When wiring installed?
Some may be, yeah.
That is there an inspection process for the wiring thing in the sheds prior to the sale?
Anything with electrical is going to have an electrical inspection. The line comes from the house, the sub panel, and the electrical engine. That will be during the permit process.
Not at the time of sale?
Not at the time of sale.
Go for it.
Go for it, indeed.
Okay.
Planning Board File 4-25, I move to grant outside display project 1 year because of the zoning process.
Okay.
Back next year. From April 16th through November 30th, 2025, at 3892 Southwestern Boulevard, based on the sketch plan received February 2025 for 14 sheds. And the found stipulations are to apply. This is a number one, this is a type 2 seeker action, and therefore no seeker determination is required. Number two, a variance is required from the Zoning Board of Appeals for renewal of the outside display permit. If the variance is not granted, this outside display will not be allowed. Three, there will be no additional outside lighting for the display or temporary structures. Four, there will be no banners or additional signage for this facility. However, the applicant may place a temporary 4-foot by 8-foot for sale sign upon receiving approval from the building inspector. This signage will be displayed concurrently with the sheds. The sheds can be on display from April 16, 2025 to November 30th, 2025. And one shed, the sales office, may remain on site year-round.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the question?
I'm just looking at the 4x8 that's 32 square foot. It just puts us a little bit over the pound requirement. So if you keep that and you have to go to the zoning board, you might want to hit two birds with one stone or break that down to 20 square foot.
Okay. But 4x8 is what you've done prior to
Yes.
And it's consistent. So.
Oh, didn't you already go to the zoning board for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it roll.
Let it roll.
Thank you, Mr. Bennett, for an electrical question because it was something that I hadn't thought of. But, spark some conversation with
the
manufacturer. So, thank you.
Okay, we're ready, I guess, to call the question. And those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by saying nay. There will be an answer.
My mother-in-law was in harm's way of a speeding bus, and I wanted to pull her out, and my brother-in-law tackled her.
Okay, we have a concept review, and that would be Planning Board File 125. 2784 Southwestern Boulevard. And is there someone here to speak to that project? Seth Calvi, written and recording
equipment. Sign your name and talk.
I'll sign you after while they're talking.
Okay.
My name is William Cizek. I'm an architect on the project. And I'm here with Amy Karski and Jeff Bazone. Pizzino. And we're looking to convert an existing residence into a health and wellness center. And we're looking for any feedback that you have at the work session.
Sir, before you continue with this building, this is a very big thing. You're taking a non-conforming use and proposing it to be turned into a conforming. Is that correct?
Yes.
Just so the board is aware.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Yeah, we did submit in anticipation that we were going to need some zoning variances and our understanding. We misunderstood or however it happened, but we didn't need to get any zoning variances. And in the meantime, the drawings that we submitted were submitted directly into site plan approval. So we know we need to go in for site civil engineering, which we are, with Carmina Wood. And we'll formally submit when we have the entire package complete.
Tell us a little bit about your project.
Yeah, so we're a mental health agency which treats injured, treats the site. I actually treat the mental health counseling site, so I'm a counselor.
She's a city manager, nurse practitioner. She also has some lawn and stuff that she does and manages, which is massage, trying to do some yoga. Yeah, so we're trying to turn it into a mostly a mental health center, but a wellness center, including the stuff that you just mentioned. We are going to expand the upstairs of the building so we have more offices and remodel the whole thing. So that's kind of the general idea of what we're doing there.
And you're looking at adding, various kinds of calming or setting kinds of.
We always want to offer our patients more than just like medication and counseling. So offering them additional things like yoga, massage, Reiki, anything that can kind of, help with the overall well-being of the patient.
Yeah, so we're right at the corner there of Southwestern Boulevard and Reserve. So kind of nice little area there. We're requesting a nice expand. So
as this project is so determined by the board to move forward, you're going to have to explain to the old guy on the board more about Reiki and what it is.
It's manipulation of life force without making any physical
contact. Yeah, right.
You can do it this close to somebody, or you can do it hundreds of miles away.
Yeah.
It's very fast.
Well, that table is way out right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Am I close?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There seems to be a question here relating to parking. And, what's happening? I said there seems to be a question relating to parking.
With
regards to parking, I think that was with regards to the zoning. We felt as though off of Southwestern Boulevard, there's a 50-foot setback. The existing residence is within that setback, and it would be the east face of the building facing the intersection of Reserve and Southwestern Boulevard. That was the natural front entrance relative to what was already there as part of the building, but also with regard to the access drives. So there's a wedge shape, if you're familiar with the site, and it's deceiving because even Amy and Jennifer thought that they owned more, but once you get a boundary survey, you realize that wedge right up tight to the intersection is public right of way. There's no ownership to it, or the town owns it rather. So they couldn't add more parking. So there's parking in the front relative to clients. And then the overflow is the parking on the back side of the building. So that's where more staff would be going. There might have to be some clients that go back there, but based upon their timing and scheduling and flow, it should be something that could be easily accessible from either side of the building.
How many parking spots are you speaking of total?
I believe right now we're at 25 based upon their need, but also per code with regards to square footage and the occupancy load for that type of, for that occupancy. So 25 worked out, and the accessibility is 1 based upon the 25. Which you can provide additional if needed be.
Do you have an idea of initially how many practitioners, support staff, employees will have operating as a company?
I'm thinking a total of 12, right? I have 4 nurse practitioners and then depending on the counselors.
We'll also include the secretary.
Yeah, reception,
So we'll say about 12 or 13. Do you mind if I ask where you're operating out of right now?
We're in the park room.
Yeah, so we're literally about a mile on the street.
Yeah.
This is very nice. We have our own thing, our own building, to our own. We treat them, kids so, everybody from about 5 years old to about 7 years old is kind of our range. So it's a nice range that, it's good for, I think, population that we're dealing with. So, I think we already have contact with West Seneca and Orchard Park Schools in Lancaster. So we're on there. They're trying to send us some people if they need families in to get there.
Looks like significant renovations that you're making on this building.
Yeah.
They're remodeled, yeah.
Fortunately, with regards to the existing layout and how we have the plans, which that should still be pretty standard where we are, we needed to add an addition just more for a vestibule entryway. And there will be handicap accessibility ramp that will connect right into that. We'd like to, if we could ask, as far as input with regard to signage, understanding that we have to go in for approval for that. Little bit of the concern might be is if you notice when you're coming down Southwestern Boulevard, the property drops down quite rapidly. Being that it's a Southwestern address, really more people are going to probably be coming Southwestern to get to it. And by doing that, do we need to, if the sign's on that face, we're going to have to start elevating it up quite significantly. Don't know if that's really an issue in any way.
The building inspector.
Okay, I wasn't certain if the site plan approval went through signage as well. Okay.
One thing I noticed, you had the 50-foot setback, we have to be out of that, so that was some of your idea that maybe we need.
We need our signage outside of the.
Outside of the right-way, not the right-way, not the setback.
Where were you thinking about putting the sign completely? Well, because it's a Southwestern address, it should probably be on that side of the site.
Okay.
Well, we were also kind of curious and wondering about, knowing we have further discussions or talk right now, if you're coming down Southwestern from the east, this is going to be noticed pretty predominantly. You come down through, as you come around the corner, you're going to see this out the building.
Sure.
Didn't know if we could put any signage on the face of the building. So
there's a percentage you could have on each of the sides of the building, yes.
It's 20 logo or something.
If you'd like to talk to my office, we go through the different parts of the code. There's different types of signs you could have, and they all have different.
We just canvass the board, and you'll hear basically whether folks seem generally supportive of the prospect of moving ahead.
That could be back.
We'll start on that.
I think we want to do everything we can to promote businesses and professions in the Little Tree Park.
Thank you.
I echo the exact same thing.
I believe healthcare. Assets are very important, and they seem to be a strong specialty in terms of Orchard Park. We see that a lot of that. We have no hopes of turning into Mayo kind of operation, but we're getting a lot of healthcare resources.
Part-time job.
If the price of eggs is $15, then that's a nice thing to do. I think it would be an interesting project. I'm especially pleased that they're primarily because of some prominent sports figures and stuff like that, talking to having issues in terms of feeling good about themselves and about dealing with crises and stress and stuff like that. This is a whole area that's coming out of the closet, so to speak, and then people are becoming less concerned about looking for help with dealing with stuff. I would think this is a good direction.
Let's go.
I was surprised to hear the age range. Did you say that you're expecting to have patients between ages 5 and 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do treat some that are.
Yeah. So what will you also treat older people?
Yes.
But starting at age 5?
Starting at 5, yeah.
And you said you went up to 70.
Yeah. Where do you mean?
I actually have some that are 70.
Yeah. 70 is 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can let you know there's an extreme shortage of inpatient psychiatric care.
Yeah.
Region is very problematic.
Yeah.
So what our patient adds to that situation, I don't know, but I think it's a great resource.
Yeah.
It's a great point, because when someone's an inpatient, they have to have some outpatient care.
That's of course.
You know?
Very intense social services activity in the area, child protection. It's a complex area, but an expert, but I appreciate the potential.
And one of the major areas that we have seen with essentially failure of enduring improvement for folks coming out of inpatient care is a lack of good community support.
Nothing else to add?
Yeah, it does have no problem.
What's the question?
I'm on the fence.
Sexual national.
In the area of
I was going to say thank you for what you do. I appreciate everything you guys do to help build the people. When we started working with your engineering firm, you feel very good firm. You work with them very well. I know that there's a septic field in there somewhere that may affect where your parking goes, and you work with things like spill water. Really have. So those are the things that basically your focus is on groceries.
If I can ask a question about the group, you said that the septic system, it is on a public sewer. So
is that a lesson? It's a tell me about this.
What?
I was thinking that it was
on, because there's a sanitary line coming off the south towards Southwestern Boulevard.
Oh, it's up on the West Seneca side? I don't have records of that. Just verify that.
Okay.
So yeah. For our records, there's nothing up there. So, you were looking at
that. I think we already discussed a little bit about the, I think the revised plan, which would have made the actual shape was a little different as far as the actual site plan, as far as where the line is going to be for the parking lot. We know that the front there is allowable because it goes by the face. So we're just going to adjust this a little bit. I think you may call and talk about it.
You might have spoken.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just the site plan has to be adjusted so the numbers weren't lining up exactly right. Just want to make sure that.
Yeah, we have a site survey now, and that's on to Carmina Wood. I was using that based upon a survey that we got during closure, and we wouldn't think that survey from one to another should be different.
Yeah, but
unfortunately it is. And
yeah, we'll figure that out, but just obviously you are allowed those parking out front because where the base of the building is. Might be questionable a little bit that then you put the setback, but that's what we'll discover when we get to the site plan.
Okay. Thank you. And just so you guys know, we have our drawings for architectural and the MEP that are out going to bid right now. And if we would have known, you know, with regard to the zoning variance, we might have been ahead a little bit. But we'll chugging forward and we'll see you soon.
Sounds good.
Great.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
So we'll be seeing you again when you let the feedback of the details for the other.
We have several students out here. This meeting is at an end. Those of you have anything signed, come on up.
I make a motion we adjourn.
I agree with it.
I believe it will pass unanimously with Joe and Kyle.
I know, I was so off on my guess on time. It's not my fault though. You too. Killed it. Killed it. I'm good. This for sure this is going to be a short one. I'm like, you're going to go too deep. And I was like, okay, come on. I think there's a theory that, like, no matter how much time you have, you just fill up, right?
I like it.
I know. Like, yeah? No, I'm good. It's just got one box. No, I'm all good. Oh, yeah, stop giving you all this. You never give them back. Oh, just one more quick announcement for you guys. Rose is back in the office. So if you get a chance to call and say hi, please. I'm sure she would appreciate that. So she's doing good. She's in at least for a little bit. So, yeah.
I'm wondering,
yeah.
Yep,
we're getting on it, and having somebody else in the office is definitely going to help. Unfortunately, we only had a part-time secretary up until now, so, and she's new, catching on quick, but minutes are not an easy thing to just pick up and run with. It takes time to get good and fast at them, and so now hopefully that Rose is actually able to help out with that and get us back on track. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.